Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2015 is a new year of opportunity. It's a new year of challenges, but we know that with God, all things are possible. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this new year that we are entering into. We just closed the chapter on 2014. 2015 now is beginning, and while we face a significant amount of adversity, we know from history, with God, all things are possible, and it's in the times of trouble, the times of adversity, that God ultimately will be revealed in a significant way if His people humble themselves, call upon Him, seek His face, repent of their sins. God will hear, God will forgive, and God will heal our land, Matt.
Yeah, that's right, Matt, and I want people to be encouraged. It's 2015. You know, it's, we can start afresh. 2014 was a pretty rough year when you look back and see everything that that happened from a political standpoint, from a cultural standpoint, attacks on religious liberty at an all-time high. But as Christians, we are not to be discouraged. We're to be encouraged. Trust God. He is sovereign. No matter how bleak things may look, we can always be optimistic that, that God is just, that His will be done. And part of being a Christian and standing for truth is to suffer some persecution. We pick up our cross, we follow Christ, and they are going to hate us because they first hated Him. So I want people to be encouraged for 2015, to press ahead, to take a stand for truth. It's amazing what one person can do if they're inspired by the Holy Spirit and just stand for truth, speak the truth, even in an environment and a culture that loathes the truth.
You know, later this year, May 17 through 26, I'll be going to Israel with our group that will be coming with us, and you can be a part of it, and that is our Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour. And as part of that tour, we'll be visiting Caesarea Philippi. Now, why is that so important? Well, Caesarea Philippi is the place that was the epicenter of paganism. It's in the northern part of Israel, and the god Pan, from where we get the word panic, was worshipped there. The word panic came from the idea that they would sacrifice an animal, throw it into the springs that come from Mount Hermon, just from the snow that melts on the mountain, and it literally bubbles up from the ground and begins one of the three streams that fill and feed the Jordan River. When they would do the sacrifice, they would throw the animal into the water, and it would determine whether or not it floated or sank as to whether the god Pan accepted it. And in that moment of indecision is the word panic. It was there where the god Pan is worshipped. It's there where you can actually still see on the side of the mountain the altar to Pan carved into the side of the mountain, into the rock. And there is a cave, and that is the gates of hell. That's what's called the gates of hell, or the gates of Hades. It is there that Jesus asked His disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And the disciples said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist or Elijah or one of the prophets." And Jesus says, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And Peter responded, "You are Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In the center of paganism, Jesus says, "I will build my church on this rock." And the gates of hell, which is right there, that's where they saw the gates going down into hell, that hell shall not prevail against it. And through the years, the church has been persecuted. And yet, whether it's in communist China, where the church had to go underground, or the former Soviet Union, or Cuba, or Poland, or Romania, wherever it might have been, the church continued to survive despite persecution. And so right now, while the times in which we live may be unprecedented in American history, it's not unprecedented in world history. We've seen worse times that God's people have faced, and yet God has intervened when His people prayed. And so this year, for 2015, as we move into this new year, is a time for us to seek God, to turn from our wicked ways, to repent for our individual sins and our corporate sins as a nation, and to ask God to forgive and to heal our land, and God will intervene. So in the times of adversity, we remember those as amazing times in history because those are the times God intervened. The Exodus from Egypt, the turnaround of the events during the time of Queen Esther. Those were difficult, dire times, and yet we remember those not as times of defeat, but times of victory. So we need to move into 2015 and beyond as a time of victory by calling upon God to intervene. And we thank you for your prayers and for your partnership with this Ministry of Liberty Council as we move into this new year.
Well, yes, Matt, and you know, it's funny. I was just reading last night Philippians 1, and where Paul is encouraging some of his fellow believers, Paul and Timothy and others, and he talks about in Philippians 1:27, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you, my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together as for one, as for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. Now, this man, this is while he was chained to a wall. This is Paul from prison. He says, this is a sign to them that they will be destroyed. When you show that you are not afraid of those who are enemies of God, but that you will be saved and that by God, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had and now here that I still have. So even through his struggles, Paul is praising God and encouraging others that though they will suffer, to be joyous, to be joyful, and to stand firm and not be frightened.
And those prisons back then were not like the prisons today. They didn't have TV. They didn't have a cafeteria. They didn't have a weight room or weights or a basketball court or any kind of entertainment like that. They were a dark cave that they would be thrust into, sometimes from the surface, dropped down several feet down to the bottom. It could be a story or maybe even more than that, 10, 12, 15 feet, however long, but it was a long drop, down into the bottom, and at the bottom was human feces. And this is where they were chained and kept. This is where Paul was. He was in a place like that. He says, I've learned in every place to be content. And he writes this from the Philippians jail. And he writes it to the Philippians. He's writing it from jail. Paul learned that in his weakness, he was a conqueror, not because of his own strength, but because of the strength of Jesus Christ. So that's the attitude we need to look into, not only just every day, but certainly this year and beyond.
Yeah, people need to be encouraged, need to have that spirit. You know, today it seems that people consider suffering if your iPhone stops working.
Yeah.
You know, we need to have that attitude of Paul that can come from the Holy Spirit through prayer, always be encouraged and always be fearless.
Amen. Well, we thank you for your prayers and for your financial support for Liberty Council. Thank you for standing with us as you have stood with us in the past. I believe that we're moving into real critical times regarding the future of America. Will it survive or will it not survive? That's the question oftentimes people ask as I travel around the country. Will America survive? What's the future of it? Well, I can tell you that the answer is going to be in how we respond. We serve a God who doesn't have the word impossible as part of his vocabulary. There is nothing that ultimately overwhelms him. All things are possible, even the little things in your life, but also the big things, the mountains that you can't move. Well, God created the mountain and he can blow them away with the breath of his mouth. All things are possible with the God whom we serve. Join Liberty Council in your prayers and join us in this ministry as we move forward in this new year. You can go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com. LibertyCouncil.com is a website that combines several of our websites, both Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, and others. And also you can sign up for the Grassroots Action email for Liberty Council, our C3, and Liberty Council Action, our C4. I encourage you to get both of them. And also sign up for the Liberty Alert. You can do that there and also at lc.org. So all three of those, the Liberty Alert, the Liberty Council Grassroots Action email and the Liberty Council Action Grassroots email are some email sources that you should subscribe to. Also, the newsletters are available as well. I encourage you to go there, check out our resources. Remember, Liberty Council and your financial support. As we move into this new year, we've just come through the end of the year, but now we need to continue to move forward both in prayer and financial support. Stand with us in your regular contributions to this ministry. Thank you. God bless, and may we have a wonderful new year.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.